Welcome to TAC Talk, sponsored by Tactical Combat Gear.
Great to be here.
Today we're doing a deep dive into something pretty interesting, Kevlar-lined hoodies. We're using info from Tactical Combat Gear to unpack this.
Yeah, it's a fascinating blend, isn't it? Safety, durability, and, well, style.
Exactly. So for you listening, especially if you appreciate smart design and, you know, how things work, we're going beyond just the surface look.
We'll explore what they actually are, the science bit, how they ended up in regular fashion.
Yeah. And why they might be, like, a surprisingly useful thing to have in your wardrobe.
Right. The mission today is really to get the key benefits, the practical uses, pull out the really useful stuff.
Okay, so let's start right there. What exactly are Kevlar-lined hoodies?
Well, at their core, it's pretty straightforward. Think of your standard comfy hoodie.
Oh, yeah.
But it's got an integrated layer of Kevlar inside for extra protection.
Right. Kevlar, that's the stuff originally for, like, military gear, industrial uses.
Mm. Exactly. Tactical Combat Gear points this out. It was developed because it's incredibly good against cuts, abrasion, impact, that kind of thing.
So how does that work in a hoodie?
In these hoodies, that same strong material is basically used as a protective lining. The idea is to guard against, you know, potential physical bumps or scrapes you might get in everyday life.
Uh-huh.
It's done by either weaving the Kevlar fabric into an inner layer or sometimes reinforcing specific spots like elbows or the back.
Makes sense.
So the end result is you get a hoodie that keeps you warm. It's comfortable, but it also resists wear and tear much better. Good for maybe higher risk activities or just environments where you need things to be durable.
And I saw mention, some even claim, an NIJ ITA rating. That sounds serious.
Yeah, that's definitely worth mentioning. NIJ ratings are the standard for body armor.
Okay.
And IAA is, well, it's a pretty high level of protection against handgun rounds. It shows just how much safety can potentially be built into these garments, although not all will have that rating, of course.
That's pretty incredible for a hoodie. So digging into Kevlar itself,
yeah,
what's the science that makes it so strong?
It really is remarkable stuff. DuPont developed it way back in the 1960s. Its main claim to fame is this incredibly high tensile strength.
Tensile strength, meaning?
It can withstand huge pulling forces without breaking. Like, pound for pound, Kevlar fiber is actually stronger than steel.
Wow.
Plus, it's got amazing abrasion resistance. It handles rubbing, scraping really well.
So it doesn't wear out easily?
Not at all. And despite all that toughness, it's surprisingly light. That's key for clothing. You get protection without feeling like you're wearing, you know, medieval armor.
Right. No one wants that.
And it resists heat pretty well. Great impact resistance, too. That's why you see it everywhere from, like, tires to actual body armor.
So manufacturers are just taking those properties.
Exactly. They leverage all that, the strength, the cut resistance, the lightness to make hoodies that protect you from scrapes, cuts, maybe minor impacts, but without killing the comfort or the style.
It's still amazing how it went from, like, military tech to something you can buy as casual wear. How did that evolution happen?
It's a really interesting trend, actually. You see this move from purely high-risk gear towards, well, mainstream fashion.
Uh-huh.
Initially, yeah, it was just for jobs where safety was absolutely critical. But then, you know, consumer demand started shifting. People wanted more durable, maybe more protective everyday stuff.
People getting more safety conscious?
Maybe partly, and designers saw a chance, right? Integrate Kevlar into casual clothes without making them look, well, tactical.
Yeah.
And that feeds into this rise of what some people call urban safety wear.
Urban safety wear.
Yeah. Think about city life. It can be unpredictable. Plus more people cycling, skateboarding.
Right.
So there's this need for clothes that offer a bit of protection, but just blend in. Kevlar hoodies fit that niche perfectly. They appeal to commuters, extreme sports folks, anyone wanting that mix of function and normal style.
So let's nail down the specific advantages. If you wear one of these, what are the main benefits?
Okay, number one, definitely the enhanced protection. That's the core idea Tactical Combat Gear highlights. The Kevlar means much better resistance to cuts, scrapes, impacts than your average cotton hoodie.
Which is great for...
Yeah.
Motorcyclists.
Cyclists, absolutely. Big advantage if you have a fall. But also, think about outdoor stuff. Hiking, climbing, even just, you know, navigating a crowded city. A little extra resilience helps.
Makes sense.
Then there's durability. Kevlar's tough. These hoodies just last longer, handle harsher conditions. So it could actually be a good investment long term.
Right. Cost per wear.
Exactly. And importantly, the designs now are pretty versatile. They don't scream tactical gear. You can wear them in lots of normal situations.
And comfort. Is that sacrificed?
That's the innovation part. Good designs keep the outer fabric soft, breathable, you know, normal hoodie feel. The Kevlar layer is inside. It's meant to be discreet. Comfort meets protection.
Okay, so the design itself sounds crucial. How are they typically put together?
Yeah, the construction is smart. Usually it's layered. You've got your outer layer, the stylish, comfy fabric everyone sees. Then inside you have the Kevlar lining. But it's often strategic, placed in key areas, chest, back, sleeves, maybe where you'd most likely need it. Protects without making you feel stiff.
Targeted protection.
Exactly. Some might have another inner lining too, just for extra warmth or comfort against the skin. And they often talk about strategic reinforcements.
Bane.
Like extra panels or layers of Kevlar on spots like shoulders, elbows, places likely to take a hit or wear out first.
Got it.
But the overall goal is always what they call seamless integration. Make the protective layer unobtrusive, keep the hoodie looking sleek, modern. It's embedding protection within fashion.
So who's actually using these? What are the main use cases you see?
It's pretty broad based on what tactical combat gear shows. For just everyday wear, commuters love them, especially cyclists or walkers in busy areas. That extra peace of mind, you know.
And they look normal, which helps.
Big plus. Then, obviously, extreme sports and outdoors, mountain biking, skateboarding, climbing, anywhere falls and scrapes are more likely.
Right.
Motorcyclists, cyclists, we mentioned them, an extra safety layer is always good. And then, yeah, fashion and streetwear. It's part of that urban safety trend, blending style with practicality.
Okay, practical question time.
Right.
If you're listening and thinking, maybe I should get one, what should you consider before buying?
Good question. First step, tactical combat gear suggests, is assess your needs. What are you mainly using it for? Daily commute, weekend adventures, high-risk sports.
Because that affects the level of protection needed.
Exactly. Then look at the quality materials. Is it high-grade Kevlar? Is the outer fabric durable? Reading reviews from other users is super helpful here.
Real-world feedback?
Definitely. Fit and comfort are huge. Make sure you can move freely. A protective hoodie that restricts you is counterproductive.
Sure.
And style, of course. Pick one you actually like and will wear. Finally, weigh the price against the value. Think long-term durability, the protection benefits. Is it worth it for you?
And once you have one, how do you take care of it? Does the Kevlar need special treatment?
Good care is key to making it last and keeping those protective qualities intact. Tactical combat gear offers some tips.
Okay.
Generally follow the label instructions. Usually that means a gentle wash cycle, cold water.
No hot washes.
Probably not. And definitely avoid harsh stuff like bleach that can weaken Kevlar fibers over time.
Makes sense. Drying.
Air dry is usually best. High heat from a dryer isn't great for the protective properties.
Okay.
Store it properly cooled, dry place and just give it a check now and then. Look for wear, tear, especially if you've taken a tumble or used it hard. Catching small issues early helps.
Looking ahead a bit, where do you see this kind of protective apparel going? Is this just the start?
Oh, I think it's definitely just the beginning. Integrating materials like Kevlar into everyday clothes feels like a major trend.
Yeah.
As the science improves, expect even smarter designs, tech and fashion merging even more seamlessly. Tactical combat gear seems to think so too, predicting Kevlar and similar stuff in more jackets, gloves, even shoes.
Wider applications.
For sure. And sustainability is becoming a bigger factor, too. People want eco-friendly options, recyclable materials. Manufacturers are working on that.
So more protective, stylish, and sustainable options in the future.
That seems to be the direction. More choice for consumers to boost safety without sacrificing style or, hopefully, the planet.
We've touched on who uses them, but any quick examples? Like real-world feedback.
Yeah, you hear from urban commuters about just feeling a bit safer, that peace of mind. And extreme sports folks often mention gear lasting longer, maybe avoiding some minor injuries.
And styling them. Is it tricky?
Not really. They look like hoodies. So casual. Jeans, joggers, sneakers, easy, sporty. Layer it under a light jacket, streetwear. Pair it with maybe a leather jacket, some rugged denim. Pretty versatile.
Tactical combat gear mentions specific models sometimes, like hypothetical ones. Urban Shield. Moto Guard.
Right. Those are good examples of targeting. Urban Shield for commuting, focusing on maybe abrasion resistance and visibility. Moto Guard with more reinforcement for riders. Sport Flex lighter, more breathable for active use. It shows how designs can be tailored.
Let's quickly hit some FAQs people might have. Main difference from a regular hoodie.
The protective inner Kevlar layer. That's the key difference.
Are they comfy enough for all day?
Generally, yes. They're designed with comfort in mind, using soft outer fabrics. Choose the right fit, of course.
Care we cover gentle wash, air dry. suitable for extreme sports.
Yes, definitely. But pick a model designed for that level of activity and potential impact.
And okay for different weather.
They're pretty versatile, like regular hoodies. Some might be warmer, some lighter. You might layer, depending on the conditions.
This has been really insightful. If people want to explore these hoodies further, maybe see the options available.
Yeah, a great place to start is tacticalcombatgear.com. You can see different styles, features, learn more about the specific materials.
Perfect. So checking out tacticalcombatgear.com is the next step.
Definitely worth a look if this sounds interesting to you.
So wrapping up, these Kevlar-lined hoodies really are a unique blend, aren't they? Practicality, protection, but also everyday style.
Absolutely. It's about integrating that safety tech into something you'd actually want to wear every day.
Something for you listening to consider: how could that mix of tech and apparel fit into your life? Added safety, more durability, without looking out of place.
It's an interesting option out there.
And for that closer look, to see the different types and find what might work for you, remember to head over to tacticalcombatgear.com.
That's the spot.
All right, that brings us to the end of this deep dive. Thank you for listening to Tac Talk, sponsored by Tactical Combat Gear.